When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I am Bethesda, a giant worm-like creature that lives at the bottom of a muddy hole. And this is my podcast, On the Surface, where I try to make sense of the world above with help from human experts and my sidekick, a cool teen that fell down my hole. Cool teen, say something.
Oh, I'm kind of missing my previous life today. It would have, from my ticks in the wall of the hole, it would have been my birthday.
Well, that's too bad. Anyway, today's topic is parenting. What is it? Where is it? Does it smell? Hopefully we'll find out from our guests. First, from Characters Welcome, don't know what that is, Justin Tyler. Justin, thanks for coming down to the hole.
Pleasure. This is one of the deeper holes I've ever been in. Pretty sweet to be here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice of you to say. I'm blushing. And then from the Instagram, Mommy Pickles, we've got Meg Shaw. Meg, we're psyched to have you here.
I am so excited to be here in a hole with you.
Oh, thank you, Meg.
It's a lot brighter than I thought.
Yeah.
Brighter? Yeah, you should see it, though, when it's not high noon. It gets dark in here. Real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Like 12:10?
You know, the sweet spot is really between 11:50 and 12:10. That's when this place really gets good lighting. The rest of it, not so much, but we make do. All right, so let's get into it. Meg, Justin, you're both parents. Justin, you're a dad, and Meg, you're a mom, correct?
Correct.
Yes, that is correct. Not together.
Not together.
Not together. Okay.
We have separate kids.
Separate kids.
Ah, separate kids. Wow. This means literally nothing to me. But we'll figure it out, you know? How would you two define parenting?
Well, it's like you're raising, you have a kid, a child, which is like a smaller version of you and your partner mashed up together.
Mashed up together, absolutely.
They're born, and then you sort of raise them to be how you want them to be in the world.
Oh, okay. So it's a very sort of narcissistic thing. Kind of, people do it when they're obsessed with themselves. Is that it?
Many, yes.
Okay.
I mean, this cool teen is a kid.
Yeah.
It's like a cool teen is in the middle of this metamorphosis from kid to adult.
Yeah.
Kultin, you have a parent.
Are you a child? You have parents, Kultin? You've never said anything.
Oh, really? Well, usually when I'm crying, that's who I'm thinking about because I really miss them. I'm what they call a change of life baby. So my siblings are much, much older than me. They have families of their own. But yeah, I'm the youngest of seven.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your parents were busy.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know what that means, but it sounds funny. Well, let me tell you, I'm more confused than when we started about this parenting thing. So why don't we hop into our first segment that I'm calling, What in the Mud Is This? All right, so here's how it works, okay? I'm going to present you with some words related to parenting. I'll take a guess at what they mean, okay? And then you can correct me if needed. Cool?
Cool.
All right, great. Let's get into it. Okay. All right, first word we got here is crib. Okay, so to me, this appears to be like a cage, similar to the one the government tried to trap me into study me. It's a long story. Is that what a crib is, Meg? Is that a crib? A good definition?
I mean, pretty much. It's an enclosed space. You want to just make sure your child doesn't leave, but it's usually where the child sleeps.
Oh, okay. So it's like a baby jail for sleeping.
But like a nice jail.
A nice jail.
Oh, okay.
It has a roof, like it's open on the top, if that helps.
It's open on the top, much like a hole.
It is a bit like a hole.
It is. It's like a rectangular hole.
All right, I can get down with that.
Also, I don't know if you guys know this, because I'm not sure if you're up on the slang, but Bethesda crib is also a rapper's house.
Wow, a rapper. Can't wait to figure out what that is.
And oftentimes you put like a mobile above the crib, which is like a little entertainment for the baby sleeping in the crib. They can look up and see like a little like moon going around or whatever.
Wow, so these babies are stupid?
Yes.
Pretty easily entertained and stupid? Okay.
Mobile is like a junior TV. And so you start them because they are a little less. It's not that they're dumb. They're just unfamiliar with the world.
Useless.
They're developing.
They're developing.
Oh, okay.
Surely you were a young worm that didn't know about all the deepest holes.
Oh, yeah. You see, so, I mean, we'll say this. Obviously, I know what worm babies are. Okay, I was a worm baby. Worm babies are tiny, transparent threads about half an inch long that you abandon as soon as they're born. Okay, I've made thousands of them. How's that different from human babies?
Everything's the same except the last part. You don't abandon them. You keep them.
Oh, okay. But everything else is spot on.
Everything else is spot on.
Sorry, I don't know if this is true for you. Was your baby transparent, Meg, when you had it? Because that would be truly terrifying if you had an organ bag that you brought home and were like, look at this. It's our baby.
It's a baby.
No, I mean, this worm is transparent from what I can see from here. So transparent worms have transparent babies. Mm. I have baby that looks like me, but smaller.
Oh, right. Okay, right. That's what we said. Yeah, you're making a little mini you.
Mini you, exactly.
I would also say, from the numbers perspective, seven is probably on the higher end. Thousands is way beyond what humans are capable of.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I think Kultin, you said I'm what you call a deadbeat dad. Is that right?
Yeah, I did call you that. But I'm learning from you as well that, you know, not all species are the same. So I don't want to judge you too hard.
Okay, that's all right. I judge you all the time, Kultin.
Fuck.
Do you connect with any of your offspring, Bethesda?
You know, occasionally they'll squirm through the hole and we'll do a polite little wave. But for the most part, you know, I can't really see them. I'm stuck in this big hole. My body's too big to move through the soil, so... Kind of a slop fest down here, but yeah, no, we're not close. I guess I'd say Kultin is kind of the closest thing I have to a child.
Yeah.
Wow. What a beautiful, I didn't realize the extent of your relationship down here in the mud.
Yeah, it's been quite a long time. I mean, it's interesting because Bethesda is somewhat of a parent to me, but also Bethesda is like 2 years old. So in a way, I'm sort of a parent to Bethesda. It's very confusing.
That's true. Worms only live to four. So I'm middle-aged, one might say.
Ooh, midlife crisis.
Ooh, that sounds fun. I'm going to write that down for a later episode. Midlife crisis. Sorry, I have to write with my mouth. Don't have hands.
But you know, parenting is really a feeling. And I think it's how you're feeling about the cool kid here. Do you feel loved? Do you feel like you want to take care of them? You want to make sure they've eaten? You're a parent.
I mean, cool teen, I've never expressed to you how I feel about you. I'm feeling a little bit vulnerable. I guess I think of cool teen as sort of a slave that's not allowed to leave.
Yeah, that lines up, I guess. I gotta collect a lot of sticks for Bethesda. I gotta figure out how to get Bethesda up out of this hole before I'm allowed to leave. I say that tracks.
Cool teen, what are you eating down here?
Ooh.
If I may. I want to try to parent you because, like, you know, I've got my own stuff going, but...
Well, this is a bit of an uncomfortable topic, actually, but, you know, if things fall in the hole, I'll eat them like a berry or...
A berry?
Or a piece of grass. But, you know, this is sort of uncomfortable. I need some protein, so, you know, every once in a while, I'll dig around in the slop and I'll find a worm.
Oh.
What the fuck did you just say? What the fuck did you just say, Coutine?
Nothing. I'll find a grub and I'll eat a grub.
Coutine, let me tell you something. If another Coutine falls down here, I am gonna eat them in front of you, okay? And you're gonna have to live with that. Now, let's get back to the vocab, okay? We got a little sidetracked. So we got the second vocab word, okay? So here we got the vocab word adopt. Okay, now to me, this is when you grow as big as your environment, like how I became so giant because my hole is so big. I adopted to the hole. So is that the same in parenting, adapt?
No. It sounds like you're adapting to the hole, but adopting is sort of like when you you sort of bring a child into your life that wasn't there before, that maybe was looking for a parent.
Oh, so is this when you steal a baby?
It can. That's sort of the...
I mean, the baby technically doesn't know, so it is without their consent.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
That's like an old-fashioned adoption.
So adoption is where you non-consensually steal a baby. Okay. I'm glad we cleared that up.
Take a baby.
Gotta go. Take a baby. Great.
If we can correct one thing, it's take a baby, not steal.
You take the baby. Okay. Absolutely.
Well, it's like how Cool Teen adopts one of your transparent babies and eats them, as we just learned moments ago.
You're eating your babies?
Yeah, Justin, are you eating your baby?
Not me. I'm not eating my babies.
All right. I'm twice as confused. Let's move on to the next vocab word. Okay. So next we got, this is a dirty diaper. Okay. Now this one I know, okay? This is a song I used to sing when I was little. It went a little something like, oh, dirty diaper, she was a slug. She was dirty and had no love. She ate some salt, it's no one's fault. Anyway, you all know the rest. I won't bother finishing it. So would you say that's the same for humans, a dirty diaper, Meg?
Absolutely not. Not even close.
Okay.
But we are familiar with that song. That's a very famous lullaby that we humans sing to all of our children.
Ooh, lullaby. That's a good word.
Lullaby is where you say, like, you're like, bye. You say goodbye to your kid for the night because they go to sleep. And you have a fucking break.
Yeah, Justin, that's so beautiful. No one's ever explained it that way.
Oh, maybe at the end today we'll... I'll lullaby both of you.
Sounds like a threat when you say it, but okay.
I'm going to lullaby the living crap out of you, Justin. Meg, what's a dirty diaper?
Okay, so a dirty diaper.
Oh, diaper.
Is, you know, how babies are small and they don't have all their muscles developed, so they can't really go to the bathroom, right? So we attach the bathroom to them in a way. So there's a little pad-like thing which we stick on their, you know, area. And I've made this gross and dirty. It's not. It's very cute. And then they just pee in the diaper. And they poop in the diaper. And if it's a poop diaper, you call it a dirty diaper.
You're telling me, they wear sort of a apparatus to catch their pee-pee and poo-poo? Is that what we're saying?
Exactly.
Well, we could really use those down here. We're sort of shitting wherever there's a spot, you know?
Yeah. It's filling up.
Oh, where would you discard it?
Ooh, yeah. Discard it. Well, normally you dig a hole, so...
I hate to tell you, Meg, we're in the discard right now.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
We're in the diaper, essentially.
I recognize my son's poop smell.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, so human poop also smells. That's good to know. It's the great equalizer, you know?
You look around and you see how we're all so similar in the stink that comes out of our butts.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Coutine, you doing okay over there?
Yeah, I always want to. You change a poop diaper immediately, but a pee diaper, you leave it. You do it every 2 hours. You do it every pee. I don't know.
This is gonna blow your mind. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready? I don't even think Poutine knows about this. So diapers now have a little indicator on them, and if it goes all the way up to blue, means that's enough. Take your kid out of this pee diaper.
Whoa.
The kid could pee like 3 or 4 times, and it's fine.
Wait, see, that makes sense to me, because sometimes when I shove Coolteen's face in the mud, as soon as they turn blue, that's how I know we have to stop playing mud face.
Yep, yep.
Mm.
Same technology.
Same thing. Wow, that's fascinating. Diaper technology.
Amazing.
Awesome.
Cutting edge. Sometimes you pee a little, sometimes you pee a lot.
You know, another great life lesson. You know, you never know how much pee is going to come out till you pee, you know?
Yeah.
So just buckle down and get ready for it. Somebody stitch that on a pillow. Let's move on to the next vocab word. Okay, so here we have, ooh, this is interesting, allowance. Okay, so I'm going to say this means just like allow, like give permission, like how I allow Coolteen to cuddle with me month per month, as long as he makes his body rigid and motionless like a stick. Isn't that right, Coolteen?
Yeah, I'm getting real good at staying still because I'm craving connection.
Hmm. Sometimes he does a little moan and then I'm like, get off of me.
No questions.
Is that what allowance means?
To be clear, it's not a sexual moan. I'm moaning for my missing. Well, I'm missing my parents.
Okay.
Yeah, this is definitely not a parent-child relationship. I take that back.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
well, so
cool.
What is allowance in the world of kids?
Well, once your kids get to a certain age, they want to buy stuff. And often they want to buy a lot of things, toys, cookies. They're not investing. But allowance is the money that parents will often give to a kid for, like, chores, which is work they do around the house, or just being generally good. You reward them with money.
Oh, okay, wow. Interesting. So kids are sort of your employees, one might say.
In some ways, and we're propping up a capitalist society that we've all come up in. So we bring those lessons in our home, thereby begetting a system that is leaving a lot of people behind.
Well, I spaced out for all of that. Sorry, I just saw a nice little juicy thing of soil that I haven't sucked on and passed through my whole body yet. But it sounds fascinating. I'm sure our listeners will understand what you're saying.
Allowance, that's like you wanting that soil, and then, like, if you had to pay Coolteen for some of your mud.
Oh, okay.
That would be, you would need money.
See, Coolteen does everything I want without getting paid. What would that be called?
Marriage.
Marriage!
Zing, that was a read, I believe.
And that was a zinger.
Meg slam coming in.
Oh, boy.
Well, the revelation of your rigid laydown sessions make me feel like you do have some couple energy here.
Oh, God, no, that's disgusting. No, Coolteen?
Ew.
Oh, my God, no, that would be like you having sex with like a cold ice cream cone or something. It's like just two different, two absolutely different things.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd probably kill myself before I had sex with Coolteen. That would be bizarre.
Wow, that's not what a teen needs to hear, I will say.
Listen, Coolteen doesn't even have the equipment that we need, okay? Worms, it's all about,
yeah,
like, we've got some orifices on our sides, that excrete sperm and eggs.
Yeah, I've only got one set of gonads. I learned that in the sex episode. But I will add this rejection to my wall of rejections. There's another one in the no column.
Oh, great.
No one has ever said yes to me yet, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we got a lot of yes-no columns down here with scratches in it. It's kind of all that keeps Coolteen sane.
Yep.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Do you let your kids draw on the walls like that?
I mean, I use my walls to, like, measure how tall my kid is, but...
Yes.
Oh.
It's a fun ritual.
Yeah.
Ooh, a ritual. Okay, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. A ritual is what rich people do to keep track of stuff.
Ah, I think that might have been a joke.
No. That's
no?
What
all
do you
right,
know?
Nice.
You don't know. What do you don't know, Befelsda?
That's true. I don't know. All right, now I feel insecure.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
We're going to go on to this next vocab word. Okay, here we go. Okay, this next one is epidural. Do you want to take a guess at what this is, cool teen? Epidural.
Epidural. Oh, man. It's like an epic, just a totally epic time that the duration of which was really long. It was just a cool night out. Any cool person would know that's what epidural means.
Oh, sweet.
It's like, oh, man, this weekend was a total epidural, you know? I kissed so many girls at the freaking epidural.
Hell yeah. Nice. So I'm guessing that's correct, right? Epidural. Meg, do you want to take this one?
I'll take this one. No, that is absolutely incorrect.
Okay.
Yeah, an epidural is basically a medication that you take to ease the pain of labor.
Oh, so birth is painful for humans.
Oh, it's extremely painful because all your basically your, do you know what a vagina is?
Yeah, we did. We talked about sex and things. You know, a cool teen had a magazine in his backpack when he fell down here. So I've gotten to see lots of vaginas, lots of penises, nipples of all sorts. I find it boring, to be quite frank, but Cool Teen really likes it.
Beautiful. No, that's fair. So pop quiz, Cool Teen, how big is a vagina? Like if you had to measure it in centimeters, how big do you think the hole is?
Okay, Cool Teen, you've got some experience measuring holes, so let's take a guess.
Yeah. I'd say it's like the same as a nostril.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if I would feel comfortable having an answer for this question either. So I'm glad Cool Teen's on the spot.
That's all right. We can leave it to Meg. Meg, you put it out there. You finish it up.
I put it out there and I had to see it through. So you know, nostrils maybe like half centimeter. So to pop a baby out, it has to expand to 10 centimeters.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Exactly. So they pump some epidural in you so you don't feel the pain and you can just pop it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is sort of like when I used to move through the soil because I wasn't so gigantic. When I would accidentally swallow a rock, right? It would go down all my segments and then I would shit it out. That was not fun.
Yeah.
Right. Same.
Great. So it's like shitting a rock.
I mean, I wouldn't want a doctor to say that to me or my partner, but yes, I guess it is.
Let's move on to this next vocab word, okay? Here we got, ooh, okay. placenta pills. Mm. Okay, this one's interesting. So I actually did know a placenta once. She was a mole, one hole over, a neighbor, if you will. So I'm going to guess pills that belong to placenta.
Are you saying you knew a mole named Placenta?
Her name was Placenta. Beautiful name.
Beautiful name. Short list on a lot of human naming lists.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. So I got it right.
No.
I want Justin to take this one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great.
I could do this. Placenta, that's the sort of sac that a baby is grown in.
Wow, gross.
And, the placenta is actually sort of feeds the baby in the sort of larger amniotic sac.
Oh, okay.
And when the water breaks, a bunch of fluid comes out, and the placenta is still in there, sort of feeding the baby. Then the baby comes out like shitting a rock, like we've established as
Shitting a rock.
Normal birthing term. Yep, birthing rock. And the placenta then comes out afterwards as what's called an afterbirth. And it's sort of like a shriveled up bag, raisin-esque, if I can throw that out there.
Raisin-esque, all right.
And then placenta pills are some people just eat the placenta like a steak.
Oh, my God, what?
Like a very fine steak.
I'll take it medium rare.
Yeah, it comes out pretty rare, so you want to cook it a little bit. some people make it into pills because they say that if you take the pills, it helps with some of the hormonal changes that come after a human female gives birth.
Is that correct? Because, Justin, I feel like you explained that really well. Meg?
I mean, thank you for explaining that so well, Justin. I don't think I ever fully understood it till this moment. Yeah, but he's absolutely right. The placenta is supposed to be one of the most like nutritious part of the body after pregnancy because it has all these nutrients and minerals and all of this good stuff. But hell no, never doing that. Absolutely not.
Yeah. I mean, cool teens licking their lips right now because so hungry and
wants
a meal like that would keep you going cool teen for weeks down here in this hole.
As disgusted as I am salivating at the idea.
Listeners, if you want to feed cool teen, just, you know, come up to the edge of the hole, toss in your trash.
Placenta.
I'm honestly getting sick of them complaining. If you got a placenta, throw that sucker down here. I want to hear that splat right on the floor, you know? And then Cool Teen can eat it. And then he'll stop eating worms.
Sorry. Well, I actually have, on the topic of food, I have a question about a word.
Yeah, what do you got?
I think this is the type of salad that my mom gets at the 99 restaurant, a Caesarian.
Interesting.
A cesarean.
Oh, is that the French pronunciation?
Yeah, it's French food.
Yeah, French doctor.
It's amazing, but you know, this is what your sixth question, and congratulations, you're wrong again.
Oh, wow, damn. You know what's funny is we haven't gotten one right to date.
Let me ask you, what's the process like? You come up with a term and then you just both of you work together randomly guessing what it might mean?
Absolutely. See, Cool Teen, we have established, does have a phone down here. The service is not good, but occasionally we can get in there and kind of find some words, but I prefer to hear it from the source. You know, I've heard the internet is not trustworthy.
Yeah, unreliable.
Yeah, so, you know, Cool Teen will Google, so they say.
Wow. Sound like you just learned that word right in this moment.
They'll be like parent words, you know, and then also search boobies kind of just like all the time. Yeah. It's weird. They're not able to get that many things about parenting, but boobies are just like...
Yeah.
We got hundreds of them.
Well, Bethelza, I know we haven't taught you about cell phone service yet, but there's a thing where, you know, text files are really, really big and image and video files are actually really small and easy to get.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes total sense. Do you have another word, Cool Teen, that you want to ask about?
Okay, I think this happened to me when I got bit by that mole and a weasel.
Oh, yeah, placenta. Placenta bit you, right?
Yeah.
Placenta the mole.
Yeah, placenta the mole and urethra the weasel.
Yeah.
They both bit me, and I think that's the measles. Is that correct?
Oh, my God. You know what? Sure. Yes.
Oh, we got one right, Cody! Yeah! Wow. I am so thrilled we got one right. If you said it was wrong, it would absolutely break my heart.
Wow, we walked right up to the line.
Let them have this.
It might be measles. You could definitely have measles, cool teen.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess measles are cool.
Anything that happens to me is cool, baby.
Hell yeah, baby. Yeah.
I'm sorry your parents didn't give you the MMR shot when you were little.
Oh.
Are you anti-vax, cool teen?
No. Just being number 7 out of 7, a lot of things fall through the cracks.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
What's anti-vax? What does that mean?
Measles is something that you get vaccinated for because it's a disease you don't want to get. And people don't get these vaccines, so they're anti-vax.
Interesting, right, okay. I mean, I understand, like, wanting some diseases and not others. Some diseases I find delicious.
Really?
Yeah, you know.
Which diseases are you yummin'?
Ooh, all right. I love lead poisoning in the soil. Tastes good. I like sewage runoff.
I called out of work yesterday with a bad case of sewage runoff.
Yes.
So I totally get it.
You know what? I get it too, my friend. But you know what? Sometimes when it's a Friday night, you know, and I'm bored and I want to get a little kooky, you know, I'll take some of that sewage runoff and... Yeah, it's like a fountain from both ends, my friend.
Wow.
Sorry, is it weird that I'm talking about this?
I mean, we're parents, so we've seen poop come out of all places.
Exactly.
Lots of seeing poop as a parent. Okay.
Yeah, leakage, a lot of leakage, the diapers. The diaper technology is cool, it's better, their mistakes are still made.
Interesting. All right.
You know what, Bethesda? Maybe we are each other's parents.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling like maybe we are, because there's so much shit down here. It's like a shit pool. Anyway, okay, I think I'm sort of getting what parenting is, but I want to do another segment real quick just to really, like, nail it down. So let's go into segment 2 that I'm calling Parenting or Not Parenting. So, okay, I'm going to give you some scenarios written by us as well as our listeners. And I just need you to tell me if they are parenting or not parenting, okay?
Okay.
Good.
All right, first up, putting kids in timeout. Parenting or not parenting?
Parenting.
Parenting. Strong. That's strong parenting.
All right, great. Changing diapers. I think we talked about this. I'm going to go ahead and say parenting.
Big time parenting.
Big time parenting. All right, great. All right, how about this one? Allowing the 2 parasites attached to my back to slowly suck the life out of me because they're just so darn cute. Parenting or not parenting?
Parenting, 100%.
100%. I often refer to my children as parasites sucking the blood out of my back.
Oh, wow. Perfect. Great. All right.
Yeah. I mean, I literally, like, as a mom, gave birth to my parasite. So he has all my organs and blood.
Wow. That's... I'm going to be honest, I smoked a little weed before this, and that's kind of freaking me out. Someone dropped a joint down here.
So he's not just sucking on my blood, but I provided the original blood that allowed him
to suck the successive blood
that comes with it.
I'm going to throw up.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
Oh, now you're going to throw up? Not when we were talking about placenta?
I'm just so hungry.
Or also all the shit we're physically in?
Listen, when you sit in shit long enough, it stops smelling.
Yeah.
Put that on another pillow.
Yeah.
Okay, you really know how to make the best of a shit situation here. Let me ask you about that joint that fell in. Cool teen, how'd you lose out on the joint to Bethesda?
Oh, man, here's the thing, is that I smoked so much weed that I forgot how to smoke weed or what it looked like.
Look, I'll sum it up. They put the lit end in their mouth, and then I had to take it away from them.
Yeah.
That's parenting right there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's parenting. All right.
Good job.
All right, we got a couple more scenarios. When you help a turtle cross the street, parenting or not parenting?
Very frustrated parenting, yes.
It's like 7 seconds of parenting. And then...
Oh, okay. A little quick parenting if you just want a dash of it.
Yeah.
All right, and this is my last one. I got feeding, clothing, and sheltering a clumsy teen that I'm not related to. Parenting or not parenting? I feel like we've talked about this, but I'm kind of still on the fence.
I mean, I don't feel comfortable answering that question because I feel like there's more than those 3 words that you just said.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if this is a parenting relationship or a really dysfunctional marriage. So I'm gonna plead the fifth on this one.
What are some other words that you say other than feeding, clothing, and sheltering, changing the diapers, giving them your organs, eating the sack they were birthed in? We got what else? Measuring them. Am I missing anything?
That's a lot of what it is.
That's a lot. Yeah, you're just keeping them alive. That's really the goal.
And then later you're talking to them, like guiding them through life decisions. And then eventually, ideally, they sort of take care of you as you get old.
Okay, see, that makes perfect sense to me. I feel like I've got a good grasp on parenting. Cool teen, did you have any scenarios you wanted to toss out there?
Yeah, let's say somebody asks their dad what sex is, and he says, your mother's least favorite thing. Is that parenting?
That's really bad sense of humor.
I think there's a little bit of parenting in there. That's bad parenting, but it's still parenting.
You never talk down your spouse in front of your child.
Oh,
okay.
I love that. I think that's a great rule.
Yeah.
What else you got, Koti?
When your kid asks you for something and you say, I don't know, ask your mother. And then you're the mother and your kid asks you something and they say, I don't know, ask your father. And the kid just kind of ends up just wasting away on a Saturday with nothing to do because no permission was given? Is that parenting?
That's a game of cool teen ping pong right there.
Ah.
And that's how you end up in a hole.
Oh, nice. I've never heard of cool teen ping pong. We just have mud clot and a mud face down here.
Oh, don't get any ideas.
Mud ball. We got red mud, red bud. Come over, come over. What else we got?
Yeah. That's a favorite of mine.
I don't want to hear about red mud.
Red mud?
It's just iron. It's just the iron deposits in the soil.
Well, let me tell you, when I shit that rock out, there was red mud like you've never seen before.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we're getting too graphic here. Any others, cool team, before we move on?
Yeah, how about when your mom passes out on the couch and you take a lit cigarette out of her mouth and put a blanket over her softly? Is that parenting?
You're the parent.
Yeah, you're parenting your parent.
Oh, okay, that sounds sad.
Okay, well, just one more.
Goulteen, can I just say something? You're bumming us out.
Yeah.
You're bumming us out hard, but keep going.
What about when your kid goes missing and so you file a missing persons report probably and you have a big press conference probably and there's a big search party probably that gets the whole community involved, but when the missing kid doesn't turn up, you realize at a certain point that you have to go on with your life and take care of your children whose whereabouts you do know. Is that parenting?
Where did you hear that?
Where did you hear that, Kuti? Sorry, Kuti's sobbing.
Oh.
So much water. You're making so much more mud.
No, I don't know for sure that those things happened. I was just kind of, it was conjecture that maybe there was, you know, a really big search party and people were really worried. And now maybe nobody's coming to find that missing kid because.
Yeah, I I watch the news and I'm very active on social media. I haven't seen anything, so I don't think anyone's looking.
See, Kutin, I told you, there's no use, you know?
Yeah.
But one day we'll get to the surface, you and I, as long as you take me with you, otherwise I will not let you go.
Yeah, okay.
And a lot of people are actually celebrating sort of the fact that the teen is sort of out there.
Oh, wow.
That's right. That family was so strained, right? Financially, I think they're kind of breathing a sigh of relief. Yeah, that's true. I did read about that.
Yeah.
Oh, huh. That's weird.
But this is just a hypothetical situation we're talking about, right?
Yeah. Just hypothetical. That's just all hypothetical. But I'll get building on my next experiment to get Bethesda out of here, because I know it means the world to her to get up on that surface.
Kutin, I feel like this has been a sad episode for you, so I am going to offer you something. Tonight, you can cuddle with me, and you don't have to be firm as a stick.
Oh, yes.
You can be a little wiggly.
Yes.
But if you kiss me again on my slimy fat body,
I won't.
I'm going to put your face in the mud. Okay, great.
I won't.
Before you escape, make sure the hole is fully dilated.
10 centimeters minimum.
10 centimeters minimum.
Oh, got it. That was a birth joke. Yes.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Well, I think I've got a good grasp, so I want to move into our third segment. That I'm calling Bethesda Gets Her Belly Dirty. And actually, Cool Teen's going to get their belly a little dirty as well.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. Hold on 1 second. Sorry.
Wow. What did you have for mud lunch?
Wow.
Sorry, I had a...
You better eat that red mud. That's a rust burp.
Yeah, I ate something rusty. You know, they throw all kinds of shit down here. Somebody's got to eat it, you know, or it piles up.
Can you, like, open a window?
A window? I'm in a hole.
Open the skylight.
That's true. I got the nicest skylight in town. All right, so this third segment, here's what we're going to do. Meg, Justin, I want you to interview me and Cool Teen for the position of babysitter. Now, I'm a little concerned to sit on a baby because I do weigh the same as 3 2-car garages. But I think it's also, we're also sort of taking care of the baby, yes? We're like sort of subbing in for the parent. Is that right?
That's right.
It's not a physical description, really. It's more of a sort of a role.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So we're going to interview. We're going to put some tense music on. And then I want you to interview me and Cool Teen. Ask us some questions that you would ask a babysitter. All right, let's get into it. What we got?
All right, what past experience do you have with kids?
Oh, for sure. I have one trapped in my home. I don't feed him or really shelter him, but we play games. I let him cuddle me sometimes. And let's see, I guess other than Cool Teen, I have never seen another child in my whole life.
Got it.
Justin, who are you? Who are you talking to?
Sorry, my children are here now.
What?
So you can see some, like, parenting, right?
Oh, my God.
Sort of almost in person here.
Oh, my God. Hello? Child? Hello,
come here. Come here. No, you don't want to? I'm teaching some people about parenting. I told them not to follow me to the hole, but kids, you know, they don't listen.
They don't listen.
If they're scared to come down here, I don't blame them. I'm terrified every waking moment of my life.
You are the villain of a lot of storybooks, technically.
I see one. I see a child.
Yes.
Hello?
It's too small to help me.
Oh my gosh, what a beautiful creature.
She's so cute.
What a beautiful, it's like a mini you, but even more beautiful.
Wow, this is some compliments that I love hearing, let me be honest.
Did I not mention I'm attracted to everybody?
No, I know.
Except kids. I'm not attracted to kids. I do want to say that.
Everyone but cool teen, it seems.
Yeah, everyone but cool teen. Cool teen's a minor, okay? Yeah. I'm not a pervert, all right? I'm not a pervert worm that likes kids. I'm a pervert worm that likes humans. Cool teen, what's your experience babysitting?
Well, you know, like I said, I'm the youngest, so I didn't have a lot of siblings around to babysit. But, you know, at the camp that I was at before I sunk in the hole, I was a CIT, a counselor in training.
Oh, wow. Is that an important position?
Cool teen flex.
Yeah.
Wait, what's a CIT?
A counselor in training. So I'm not technically a counselor because I'm not old enough, but I am watching over the really little kids. And I will say, I was famous for being the strictest. One of the most cool features a counselor in training can have.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm sorry, cool teen. I think that is an uncool.
Oh.
I think maybe you got that wrong, being strict.
Oh.
But not from the parents' vantage point. Like, I'm here for it. Like, I would like a disciplined, structured babysitter.
Oh, okay. All right, so.
Cool teen, I think that's one to you. I think you got me beat there. I think you got more experience with kids. Let's do the next question. Justin, you got one?
Yes. What kind of meals do you like to prepare for children?
Ah, for children. Let's see. Oh, what can I make? Dirt. I can make dirt a la dirt, if you will. I can make eggs.
Eggs?
By that, of course, I mean my eggs, filled with tiny baby worms.
Oh.
I haven't eaten them, but Cool Teen seems to find them delicious.
Yeah. Very good.
I think other than that, I don't know, maybe like a casserole? Shit, I don't know what a casserole is. I'm sorry, I'm lying. I don't got a good answer to this one. Cool Teen?
Well, you know, I think I actually would cook a casserole because as far as I understand, a casserole is where you just put a bunch of stuff in a pot and put that pot in the oven. So I'm pretty sure I got that under control.
Usually you want to get a little more specific than what you just said.
I don't know about that. Have you had my mom's casserole? I don't think so.
This hole is a bit of a casserole, if you ask me. We got all kinds of shit down here, man. Someone dropped a lawnmower down here the other day, fell right on me.
Wow.
This is a really large hole.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big hole.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a big asshole and it's very deep, so you can't see me down here. You can just faintly hear our screams, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, when we go up there, do you want to follow us?
Yeah.
Easier said than done. Here's the deal. I am, maybe I haven't gotten this across. I am as big as a house, I've been told. And I don't have any appendages, so I can... the child is back. Hello, child.
Yes, this is another child. Here, say hello.
Hello. You're so beautiful.
You're scaring her, worm.
Wow. Cool teen. I'm glad you're not the only child I've seen, you know? Because these children, God, they're like angels.
Yeah.
Wow, that's just very nice. They are like angels, and they don't ever do anything wrong.
Never.
Right?
What's that sound there? They're making a sound. What is that?
Oh, that's laughter. I don't know. Cool teen doesn't ever laugh?
Oh, okay. No. We laugh for sure. I didn't know if it was some sort of signal of a feed me or change my diaper. Something like that. Ooh, they climb.
Yes, they do. This is, they climb on all of the mud bunk bed that you have here in your hole.
Oh, wonderful. A bunk bed. That's cool. Maybe that's one for another time. Any other questions before you decide who your babysitter's going to be?
Do you know CPR? Like, what if there was an emergency? Would you be able to help the child out?
I am an expert at CPR. And by that, I assume you mean centipedes in pools of rectal fluid.
I did, actually. That's amazing.
That's exactly.
Oh, yeah. I can, I'm an expert at that. Centipedes famously love rectal fluid.
Excellent.
Rectal fluid, you say?
What about you, cool team?
Nah, I don't know anything about centipedes and pools of rectal fluid, so.
All right.
That's a point to you, but that was the.
All right, so we're 2-1, I think.
Honestly, centipedes and pools of rectal fluid is basically what we're doing right now. That might be the name of this podcast.
You know, it's going to be on the surface, but I agree. Centipedes and pools of rectal fluid. Maybe we can throw that in the title, maybe.
That's like the comedians in Cars Drinking Coffee version of this.
Wow, that sounds like a terrible show. People watch that?
Wow. Podcast burn right there.
People watch that? That's amazing. Wow. Oh, I'm suddenly not worried about my podcast doing well.
I mean, that would be like you saying people in holes having candles.
Gee, that sounds fun. You put a candle in a hole, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, true.
What's flammable? What's not flammable? There's nowhere to run.
A lot of noxious gases.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, the child is back and it's climbing on Justin. It's climbing on you.
Yes, this is a very common human child thing to do, climbing on Dada.
Oh, that's cute. It's a nickname, Dada.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool teen, if you pretended that the hole was Dada, can you climb over it?
It's so, so deep. And the walls, they're so, so muddy. I've tried so many times. I even tried to make a tower of all the non-working microwaves that are down here, and I couldn't get to the top of it. I have a feeling that the only way that Bethels and I are going to get out of here is together.
I mean, look, I'm not mad at you, but I am disappointed.
Oh.
That you're not doing your best.
Parenting.
Yeah.
Was that parenting?
That's parenting right there.
Oh.
Very disappointed in you, cool teen.
Wow, cool teen.
Try harder.
I feel sad because of what you said, but I feel glad that you cared enough to say it.
Wow.
Put that on a pillow.
Put that on a pillow and choke on it. No, wait, what? Sleep on it.
Whoa! Oh, wow, okay.
I want to put that on a pillow and choke on it on a pillow.
Put that on a pillow and choke on it.
Sleep on it.
Folks, you heard it here first. That's going to be their new saying, sweeping the nation. Very famous quote by Meg.
Sleep on it, sleep on it.
Absolutely. All right, let's get another question.
What do you want to do outside of babysitting with your life?
Good question.
Wow, like what are my dreams? I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing, walking along on there. What do you call them, Coutine? What do you call them?
Birkenstocks.
That's fucking wrong, Coutine. It's feet. God damn it. Well, I think that pretty much sums it up.
I'm so used to cool teen crying. It was wild to see you crying, Felstone.
Thank you, yeah. It's crazy when worms cry because we don't have eyes.
I love that Prince song.
Your whole body is like watering right now. Like, that's interesting.
It's watering. Sort of like, you know, someone threw a sprinkler system down here once. It's just kind of shooting out of everywhere. You know, come to think of it, most of my time is spent shooting stuff out of my body.
What a lifestyle. So that's what you're saying your aspiration is as a babysitter?
No, that's more of a hobby. I think my aspiration...
It's a living.
I think my aspiration is to get to the surface, get extreme plastic surgery so I look like a human, wiggle my way through sex and favors and betrayal, work my way to the top of the human system, and become their queen. I'd say that pretty much sums it up. Oh, I also want to be a singer, for sure.
It's beautiful.
I'd like to see the age of 20.
Oh, good. That's a good dream.
How old are you right now?
14, maybe. I don't know. I think today's my 14th birthday, but I might have been wrong about the scratches on the wall, you know.
Cool teen's been down here a while. They're kind of a permanent fixture.
Yeah. And if I'm taking my nap between 11:50 and 12:10, that I don't even register that another noon has passed, so I might not clock that as two different days.
It's hard to keep track on with scratches on a muddy wall.
Right, right.
Yeah, especially when I have to make room for more cave boob drawings that I'm always doing.
Yes.
Yeah, and then some of those little hatches fill in pretty quick because, again, it's mud. So.
Sorry, my child just screamed, I did poopies from the bathroom area.
Oh, wow! Oh, that's so exciting! Oh, thank you, child.
It's a big milestone.
I'm getting emotional. The child did poopies. Do I want to be a parent? I don't know what's going on.
If your hobby is excreting stuff through holes, adding a child who will also do that very same thing is a great idea for you.
Wow, can we get a mic over there, Justin? There's someone to pick this up?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, if there's any updates on the I made poopies situation, please let us know. Interrupt whatever we're talking about. I gotta know about these poopies.
When in Rome, do as the mud group does.
Thank you for saying that. I don't know what Rome is. Yeah. All right. Any other questions for me and Cool Teen before you choose your babysitter?
Well, Cool Teen, what are you? Oh, living to 20 was the aspiration outside of babysitting.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I forgot briefly because it was so sad.
Honestly, Cool Teen, I think you're aiming too high.
Or being a singer.
Okay, Cool Teen, I feel like you just copied my answer.
No. I've said that so many times.
That's a common thing that parents and children do, is the child will copy the answer from the parent.
See, I hate that because I need to feel special.
Yeah, then parenting's not for you.
All right, you know what? I've decided I'm never gonna be a parent. It's official. I never want a parent. I love kids.
Yeah.
But I just don't want them to be mine. Does that make sense?
Totally.
I would say then, I guess you can stop blasting the thousands of transparent worm children out of your rock hole.
Oh, no, I'm still going to do that for sure, yeah.
Oh, you're still...
Mommy loves to blast some kids, you know? But, yeah, I think I'll keep abandoning them, and maybe they'll get adopted.
Are you a mom or a dad?
Both.
I'm both. I'm sort of a... You know, I identify as a mud freak, really.
Nice, me too.
Yeah, my pronouns are... Let's see, Cool Teen told me pronouns are how people refer to you. I guess my pronouns would be, oh my God, what is that? And quick, somebody kill it.
Nice.
So that's where I'm at, gender-wise, just to answer your question.
Yeah.
All right, it's time. Choose your babysitter. Me, a big worm, famous for abandoning their children and shitting all over the place. Or a 14-year-old who, I'm just going to say it, will probably kill the kid, but up to you.
Wow. Well, let me throw out one final, the most important question.
Ooh,
what's
yeah.
your rate? All these other questions are trash. What's your rate?
Like payment?
Yeah.
Like how much do you want to be paid per hour for watching our children?
Ooh, per hour. What do I want to be paid per hour? Can we just do a lump sum of get me the fuck out of this hole?
Okay, what about you, Cool Teen?
I'll take $4 an hour.
Damn it, Cool Teen!
You know, with babysitters, though, when you hear a rate that low, it's almost more of a cause for concern.
I'll take it. You're hired, Cool Teen.
Yes! Thank you!
I could make money off you.
Absolutely.
I want Cool Teen, too, but let's work out a schedule. Cool Teen will sometimes babysit for you and sometimes babysit for me.
Okay, fair.
Oops, sorry. Someone just rang the whole bell. Looks like a new dumpster full of trash is being delivered.
I know. I was going to say, I love how respectful the community is that they ring a bell before they dump stuff into your home.
You know, it's the least they could do.
That is so nice.
Yeah, you know.
You're an important part of this community, whether you know it or not.
That's a really beautiful way of looking at trash about to rain down on us, Meg. It's really beautiful.
You think I'm a part of the community? That means so much to me.
You know, you want to be where the people are, Bethesda, but you already are where the people are.
Well, okay. I guess that makes sense.
I mean, think of it like the circle of life, you know?
Mm.
Like, this is where it all ends, and then you give it new life.
Did you know I can put my whole body in a circle? I can kiss my own butt. Just saying.
Honestly, human centipede vibes coming out of this place is very strong.
I feel like it makes me a good babysitter. I feel like if I kissed my own butt, a kid would just do that laughter thing.
I think that makes you a great one-night stand.
Interesting. All right, I'll have to figure out, try to Google that. I'm sure just pictures of boobies will come up again. But
get it. That's some flexibility. I like it.
Well, I gotta say, Meg, Justin, thank you so much for coming down into the hole. Justin, is there anything you'd like to plug?
Getting out of a hole? The any hole you're in, get out of it. And I guess you can follow me on Twitter at JTSizzle. A normal parent's Twitter handle.
Ooh, that's the sound that my body makes when it gets fried by the sun. A little JT sizzle.
That's right. Classic JT sizzle.
Meg, you got anything to promote? Anything going on?
No, just follow me on Instagram or Twitter. My handle's MegShah529. And yeah, if you find yourself in a hole, don't give up, but just tell yourself you're in a hole. It's okay.
Wow, that was beautiful.
That's good. Take ownership of it. Oh, and check out, I do a show with someone named Sarah Smallwood Parsons called Characters Welcome.
Oh, she sounds cool.
She's cool. You can check it out on the YouTube/Characters Welcome.
What do you think of her? How would you describe her?
She's like sort of a human worm. Like you, Befell's the scale tips toward worm, but it scale tips toward human on her end.
Ah, interesting. Okay. Sounds like a freak, if you ask me, but...
She's a mud freak.
She's a mud freak?
She's a mud freak, all right.
Well, you know what? Any mud freak of yours is a mud freak of mine. Put that on a pillow. The child is back! Okay. Well, you know what? We gotta wrap up, but I'm just gonna watch this child do its thing. That's our episode. Stay muddy, everybody.
Bye. You ain't my son. You my motherfucking stepson.
I don't know what Larry look like. Bitch, I can't even...
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in the zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in the zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.